great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right. 268.8, Rod.
Correct. Correct.
Just posting a picture. We're gonna, for those who maybe can't see the cameras or whatever, we got a picture of the replica of the record for Hope, 268.8 pounds, that was done somewhere in 1990. We have just joined the show. We're in Hope, Arkansas, part of our summer of adventure brought to you by Oaklawn. Appreciate them so much. Matter of fact, big weekend in Hot Springs, Roger, with the baseball weekend. Yeah. If you want to, get your room at Oaklawn, get your room at Hotel Hot Springs. I know Rick and Randy will be broadcasting live from there today and got all the baseball guys going on. And
met some folks, some fellas from Morrilton. Eric, a guy, he's seen me before when I do trivia at the Sacred Heart in Morrilton. That's where he's from. He's a big baseball fan. He was down playing trivia with a couple of fellas last night, staying over there at the Hotel Hot Springs. But he's there for the baseball event, which is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It sure is.
It's a lot of folks come into town for that, Roger. If you want to be a part of it, I would Google the city of Hot Springs and all the information. Should be on there. Logan Stout, who is the baseball coach for UAPB, was asking about that. I said, "Oh man, that's a great weekend of it." And he thought it was like just a card show. I said, "No, those guys are speaking." So anyway, we're down here in Hope promoting the 50th anniversary of the Watermelon Festival. We got the mayor of Hope, current mayor of Hope, Don Steele on. Don, good morning. How are you?
Welcome, guys.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
We appreciate you coming down.
Yeah, I called you earlier that you are known as the Forrest Gump of Hope because you run and run and run and you don't stop.
You like running.
I run, just keep going.
You're running 80. Y'all can have a seat right there. And Roger, let's get that one set up too. 80 marathons.
Five
Boston.
Five Boston.
Wow. And you're still, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm just turned 70.
Wow. And are you still running? Still running a marathon?
He's running.
Wow. And how long have you been mayor, Don?
I've been 6 years.
I love the story about you and your brother, Steele's Auto Service, Roger. His dad started it in 1959. Yeah. His dad was the son of a sharecropper and later a carpenter.
Yeah.
During World War II, he was an Air Force mechanic and a tail gunner man. And he comes back and he starts that business, and you took it over. You and your brother took it over. You learned a lot from your dad. Yeah. What a man your dad must have been.
Well, I always tell people we were just in business 66 years, we just couldn't make it work.
And knowing the engines isn't enough, and being a mayor isn't enough, you're a licensed pyrotechnic shooter, so you shoot off fireworks.
What?
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, me and my family.
Want just some downtime?
We like the Von Trapp, so we got a family deal going there.
Tell us too. We were talking about that. Roger, we've left off so many great names out of Hope. I mentioned
Let's
Buddy
go.
Sutton earlier.
Yeah.
Right. Mike Ross, who was a U.S. congressman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hal Sutton was a great golfer.
Yeah.
I mentioned Ken Duke. Hal Sutton.
Ken Duke's a Hoper?
Ken Duke's from here.
Yeah.
I mentioned Clinton Huckabee. Sarah was actually born here. Mm-hmm. Mac McClarty. Oh, she was not. So we asked yesterday.
Well, it's on Wikipedia, so that's the problem.
Born in Texarkana. Okay.
So they got it wrong. I had a feeling that he was on the go, and we'll get that. We'll let Dolly correct us on that.
Now you're saying Pine Bluff, not even Texarkana.
Yeah, he was so busy as a preacher. I'm not surprised by that. Now, Don, how long have you been mayor again?
About 6 years.
Okay. Congratulations on getting 50 years here. How long do you go back on the Watermelon Festival? How
75, 76.
You were there at the very beginning.
Well, yeah, the second time around, you know. Hope,
I know. We talked about that in the 30s and until the Depression hit that this was a thing. And can you remember who the guy was? Said, all right, like Andy Griffin. All right, everybody, let's get together. We need to restart the Watermelon Festival. Do you remember when that happened?
That'd be a guy named Pod Rogers.
P-O-D. I read about Pod.
And so he was the one who said, hey, boys, let's get together.
It was weird because in 75 we had the centennial.
Yeah.
And everybody was so excited about that. we decided to start the Watermelon Festival back up again.
Okay.
So that's kind of kicked it off.
And I was telling Roger, it was about the time that Clinton was running for, it probably it was the AG at the time. And so all of a sudden, Bill Clinton, who, you know, at that time people really didn't know, but he became the AG, and that was the, then it exploded.
Right.
Yeah, of course, you know, but Mac McClarty had been successful in politics in those 70s as well. So he was, I was trying to think of all the things. Mac was not governor, right? Mac was just a representative.
In
Arkansas. And obviously follows Clinton to the White House.
But all right, here's the thing. There's going to be two things we're going to find out today. Two things. How do you know the watermelon to purchase? I know number one is it's come from Hope. It's got to be a Hope melon. And then number two, all the things that we're thumping, Mayor. What are we thumping? I'm looking for the yellow on the bottom. Those things.
Looking for that vibration through the melon. But you got to flip it over and make sure it's got a place where
it's got the good yellow. Where it's been setting for a while.
You've been setting for a little while.
All right.
So, a guy told me today or this week, look for the scratch marks on it where the coons have been trying to get in it, because that's.
Don't you ever forget that.
A farmer told me, and if you look at a watermelon, sometimes you can see where it's been kind of
where the coons have been trying to get in it.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be looking for the scratch.
And that's what one farmer told me, and I did look for him, and you can see where it's been kind of moved around a little bit.
Well, I'm not going to put the responsibility in y'all because y'all aren't farmers. We're going to have actually a watermelon farmer.
That's cool.
And his name is
what? And he's the one that told me.
Runt. Is that Runt?
Runt,
yeah. Also with us this morning, we got Paul and Dolly Henley.
Hello, Dolly.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
No, it's hello, Dolly. Nice to see you.
Most people sing to me. Thank you
better. Hello, Dolly.
And Paul, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Hold that thing up. Put that mic up where we can hear you.
Can you flip it up there?
Yeah, let's see here. Say something in there.
We'll get it going.
Put that a little bit closer. Yeah, you guys are all three of you are legendary figures here, and you are now. Dolly, you're a state representative, so you have to work with our buddy RJ Hawk. So God bless you. You know, RJ, I asked him, he knew who you were. You represent District 88.
That's right.
But you go back a long way. You were the recreation director for the City of Hope for forever. You've done that in Nashville. And so you're a staple here as well. And then your husband was a longtime park director. How far back do you go, Paul?
I was on the first Watermelon Festival. So I was working for the city at the time.
So you guys were all here sort of at the beginning and saw it. And, you know, Roger and I were like, well, you know, I was thinking 50 years, but surely that would be like back in the 40s. Yeah. Don't forget, we're in our 60s now. It was in the 70s.
Because I was just saying, you know what, it just seems like, how can it just be 50 years? It seems like I've heard about it all my life. Well, pretty big dent.
Do you guys sort of stick your chest out when you, of all the people that have gone on to do famous things and great things in a little town of 10,000 like Hope? That's something you're really proud of.
Yeah, it really is. We, you know, you just have followed him all the way to Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of Hope people followed him all the way up there. I got to go to the White House and see him and visit him, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah, and you also, too, I remember you would take Hope watermelons to the White House, too.
Sure did.
Did you do that, Paul?
Yeah, we got pictures of them. Of the watermelon in the White House,
in the Oval Office.
Well, from where you got watermelons and Mountain Valley water in there.
That's right. That's another one, Roger. That's right. Hot Springs, and of course he's got the connection with Hot Springs. What about, we talked a little bit about the competition with Cave City. The last 20 years, you know, when I first got here, I'd never heard of the watermelons at Cave City, but the last 20 years, they've done a good job of marketing their melons. How do you guys look at them?
Jonas has done a good job up there, and I tell you what, from coming back from the tornado that hit them. They're really doing a good job up there.
So y'all are friendly rivals.
Well,
right?
I speak to him on occasion.
Dolly?
Bart Schultz is a friend of mine, so I got to know him in the legislature, and he's a Cape City rep, and a great guy. And they just talk about him being sweet. We talk about him being sweet and big.
Yeah, so y'all are bigger on big.
And sweeter.
And so I was reading, Roger, where somewhere that they have a tougher qualifications for, you've got to put something on it for this to be sold. Have y'all heard that the requirements for them when they sell their, they have to have a sticker on them or something?
Oh,
is that true?
Certified.
Yeah, we did that probably 10 years
and
ago.
And then it stopped it.
Yeah. That's old hat.
Come on, Jonas. Get something going up there. Come on.
That's a homegrown certification because you get some of those out of South Texas here early on.
That's what it is.
Wow. Yeah, because we start seeing watermelons really early, and they'll park on the side of the road, and everybody's driving through thinking they're hope melons, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, let me tell you, and it's not easy because my wife and I have, I don't know how many times we try to do that garden thing out in our backyard with a few things like that. And I don't know, but tomatoes, peppers were the only thing that we can do. I think it's just like a Twinkie. It's going to last forever. You just leave it alone. Don't touch it. And that Twinkie will stay there for 100 years, and peppers will grow hot, dry, no matter what. Mm-hmm. But we try to do melons, and boy, they're really cute when they start coming up maybe about a fist size, and you go, man, we're going to have more.
Here we go.
And then nothing. And then next thing you know, it just, it's like it deflates or something like that. So I'm anxious to talk to Run.
Yeah, does everybody in Hope, even if you're not like a real farmer, do you try to grow up? You guys know?
No.
You don't?
You don't?
My son tried this year.
Okay. Then.
No big ones, small ones.
And it worked?
Lots of vines.
You eat it? Lots of vines. Well, you know what? Where was that? Yeah. Oh, I know where it was. It was with a fella from, what's his name? From...
Come on.
Elias. Yes. Keith.
Yeah.
Keith, they grow all kinds of stuff up there, too. I think they've had some watermelon on the vine at the time. Yeah.
So if you just joined the show, we're visiting with the mayor, current mayor of Hope, Don Steele, and then we've got State Representative Dolly Henley and her husband, Paul, who was a longtime park director here. You guys have been married, got married on Valentine's Day, 1993.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about I do a little bit of research?
You made that easy.
Well, I love what you guys did. You guys found the home. You're in Washington. Are you still in Washington?
Right.
He's the mayor.
Yeah. So we got two. They got a mayor of Hope and a mayor of Washington. I told Roger, I've never been to Washington. Where the park is. And of course, that's where we're talking about the Bowie knife, right?
Right.
And then you found a home of a former governor. It was in the 1880s, right?
1862.
You found the home. You loved it, but it was such disrepair and such a disrepair you couldn't revive it, so you just tore it down. But you found the plan somehow. How did you find the plan for that?
Well, the Southwest Arkansas Regional Archives is in Washington.
Okay.
So we just go over there, and sure enough, there are the complete set of plans for this house that Daniel Webster Jones, who was ended up being governor, he wasn't governor when he built the house, but he did become governor
in
1898.
How about that?
Yes. Daniel Webster Jones.
I know. So you built the house. So the house is exactly the same as what he had lived in, but it obviously new. So.
Yes, it's a two-story house. We had to add bathrooms. They weren't in the blueprint.
They weren't in the blueprint.
So you didn't?
The outhouse. You had the outhouse, right?
Right. Well, good for you.
And a kitchen.
Didn't have a kitchen.
It was separate.
Oh, I got you.
The kitchen was always separate in case it caught on fire. It didn't burn the house down.
I did not realize. Yeah. Look at there. Did not know that.
Well, so we are such inside dogs. We have no way of knowing. We went up to Johnny Cash's birthplace a few years back.
Yeah, that was an impressive thing.
To know
thing.
That they still had the hole for the toilet seat there, but they never put the toilet in there, and they're going out in those bitter winters. I just can't imagine.
We are a sports show, even though we don't always talk sports. Who is the most famous athlete? I mentioned Ken Duke and Hal Sutton. What about football? I knew that Mac McClarty, back when he played high school ball, was good, and I know that Sosa Ageem was recently. But is there anybody that I don't know about that? Of course, Buddy Sutton was probably a good football because he played for the Razorbacks. Anybody else I'm missing?
What about Porterfield? David Porterfield? You know that name?
I don't.
Or David Johnson. David played for the Hogs.
He did? What year was he?
70s.
Okay.
70s. He went on and played a little pro ball.
Yeah, and so and what is it about this town that produces, you know, a governor like Huckabee, a president like Clinton, you know, Mac McClarty, Buddy Sutton? What is it about this community that, for whatever reason, seems to produce some of the really state's greatest names?
I think it's the support of the community. We have a really... Back in the day, we had a lot of elder people that really supported the younger people, and I think they really encouraged them to excel.
I mean, you guys had to be on top of the world back, when all this was happening with the 90s with Clinton and then Huckabee's got me. Y'all had to be you walk in, of course, you weren't in the legislature then, but you walk in there and you walk in. Yeah, we're here. The folks from Hope are here. You need anything? And you guys are involved with this festival. What's your favorite part of the festival? I mean, there's so many things. You got Gretchen Wilson tomorrow night. You got seed spitting, which, Roger, we need to do at some point today here in the room.
Yeah.
Paul, what do you say?
Well, the concert on Saturday night's always the the highlight of the.
Who's been your favorite over the 50 years? Anybody you've had that of note that you've had to come in and perform?
Oh, my favorite. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels. Okay.
Yeah. Toby Keith came.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Get out of town. And Lori Morgan.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Through the years, we've had some really good ones.
That's huge. Those are big names. I don't know how big Toby Keith was when he first, got here.
He was getting started.
It don't matter.
That's the time to get him.
That's exactly and right. Just like your own hometown girl. Yeah. Absolutely.
You got the watermelon pageants, right? You got the mystery. Yeah. You got like 18 different categories now. You got baby contest. What's this politically correct water? Oh, I've heard about this. You have a politically correct watermelon eating contest. What does that mean?
Well, it started 20 years ago. Do you remember Representative Chris Thomason at the time? So Chris was prosecuting attorney here in East County, ran for the state legislature, won, of course, came back home. Did I get that wrong?
Then his college. Then involved with the local college.
But you eat it down
to the Rhine.
Okay.
It's a timed event.
What is not politically correct? You just...
Everything's politically correct, as you know.
Any way you can get it down.
Okay. So it's a joke. It's a play on the words. Yeah. So you just eat to it. But you got to go to the Rhine, right?
That's right.
The Rhine.
We've had Governor Huckabee, of course, Governor, now President Clinton. Hutchinson, and we've invited
Asa Hutchinson.
Sarah. Asa came in down the road.
I would love to see the video of that.
Sarah sent the first gentleman, which she was perfect.
Oh, she hasn't done it.
She has not done it. Sarah, Lady Governor,
are you kidding me?
Come on, Lady Governor, on the 50th anniversary. And we did find out that she was not born. You said she was born in Pine Bluff, right?
Yeah, so here's a little trivia here. So Hope just celebrated their 150th anniversary.
Right.
Yeah, so I did a citation at the Capitol. And so the day before, we talk about Governor Huckabee being born here and, President Clinton. And then I said, oh, wait a minute. Is Governor Sanders, was she born here? So, man, I got on there, Google just like you did, says Hope, Arkansas. Wrong. I called Dr. Lester Seitz, best friend, Huckabee's best friend. Yeah. He said, no, Dolly, I would have been right there. Yeah, she was not born in Hope. I said, I need that verified. I've got something on the floor tomorrow. So I was all worried about that. And then, sure enough, he called up Janet Huckabee and says, oh, no, we delivered in Pine Bluff.
How about that?
All right.
Was he pastoring?
He was.
The First Baptist?
Went from Texarkana.
That's where I heard about Texarkana.
And then Pine Bluff.
Well, I got to be honest with you. To have a lady governor, she's got time to be on Fox News talking about all these political things going.
Come on.
But she can't. We're talking. There's on. Only Come one. On. We've known about this day coming for 49 years. And for lady, you know what?
Hadn't she got an airplane?
Is she, or a helicopter?
Yeah.
Or Mike Hager? I know the Colonel of State.
Of course, Mike Huckabee is now one of the most important ambassadors in the world right now. Does he make it back? He was living. Where was his own base before he got to the ambassadorship? Was it Nashville? Where was he living? Is he doing the TV show in Nashville?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Back and forth, Little Rock and Nashville.
Does he have a
Florida, but he's moved back to Little Rock.
I think I remember when he announced he was running for president, they took us to a boyhood home of Mike Huckabee, and it looks like just a normal house out of the 1950s or 60s that you just,
Now, does he have a home here?
Well, he was born.
No, what I'm saying, so is there's nothing that goes that far? I mean, being a governor and all.
His boyhood home, right?
That's right.
So you do have that somewhere.
I actually grew up with Mike. He's my age, but his dad was a fireman. I mean, he came from...
The other thing that I found fascinating, and for those out there listening, if you went to school with me in the 80s, I remember, I'm from Florida, I don't know anything about music, really, about equipment, but I remember getting up there and they said, one of my teammates had these speakers called, and they were called clips. Mm-hmm. And they go, you don't know what clips are? I said, no. They go, they're the best in the world. I said, really? Where are they from? They were built in Arkansas. I said, no way. And you're telling me these world-class are... And I remember that back in the 80s. And so how did that story... What's the story of the clip speakers in Hope? Paul, anybody? I mean,
He actually came to Hope because of World War II when we built the big airport. We had the largest airport in America.
When it was built in 1941, right during the start of World War II, it was considered the second largest airport in the world. It had 3-mile-long runways.
Why was that built?
Because they were making bombs in Texarkana over at the Red River Army Depot, and they were bringing them to Hope to test them all the way. They had 50,000 acres between here and Nashville that they used as a drop zone.
Okay.
So they would load the planes at Hope, loaded with bombs, to go to drop out there.
They tested those in the 40s.
To see how high they'd go off.
But the runways had to be a mile long. These were not jets, but they had to be a mile long because the bombs were so heavy in the planes.
Holy mackerel. There
were 3-mile-long runways.
So he came here as a part of the building of those.
Well, he was flying the planes. No, he wasn't flying. He was overseeing
the whole operation.
Yeah. Well, he was one of the top few.
And so what did he, when he finished with the
he
military?
Stayed. He had the opportunity to go to back to where he lived.
He just starts making speakers?
Yeah. Yes.
This for the heck
but
of
this it? Was his this was his lifelong dream. He used to when he was a kid, very young, he'd build radios in his parents' basement.
Darned.
So it was kind of his hobby. Turned into,
and so it became Christian. I'm curious. Christian's 30 years old. Christian, are you familiar with flip speakers?
No, I'm not. But from what I've gathered, is that like auction speakers?
Like what?
Is that like an auctioneer? What is a flip speaker?
Yeah, it's like a stereo.
Yeah, it is a big. It is a wood box. It is the high end speaker.
Yeah,
it's the high end. I mean, the most expensive. This was back in the 80s, early 80s.
You know what was weird back in probably they used to sell more speakers in Japan than anywhere else for a while.
And were they being produced out here out of Hope?
It was in Hope, and their number one buyer was people in Japan because of the high quality of the speakers.
And you guys are still making those? That they're still being made here? Are there any production facilities in the country besides here, or is this the only place?
There's one in Indianapolis, too.
Okay.
Part of it.
That is remarkable. The world's top level, top of the line speaker is built right here in Hope, Arkansas.
There is the Clips Museum, too.
Yeah, you said you cut the ribbon for that with one of your proudest things as mayor. That was a museum. I might see that on the way out.
Well,
here,
right? I went to California years ago, and I was told somebody I was from Hope, Arkansas. I was waiting for that. Oh, that's where Clinton's from. And they said, that's where they make clip speakers.
No way.
And I said, but in high end, it's the highest.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I'm leaving out here, I can go by the museum. I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. We'll come back if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037. We've got to make an announcement, too, about the Razorbacks put out an announcement about the amount of money they have raised with Ryan Silverfield. And they're happy. They are hitting the goals, and they've raised the level up to $50 million. We'll talk about that when we come back. They did have their second practice yesterday. Not much to be seen yet, but that's okay. It's early. You did have the Hall of Fame game last night. I think Carolina ends up winning by 33-30. I think that's right.
The coach said yesterday he's got to still see some more film on both the quarterbacks.
Yeah,
he said
I'm telling you, it's over with. I'm telling you, if KJ, I will be willing to bet KJ Jackson without a doubt is going to be the starting quarterback. I don't know why. They've got a reason for why they're doing it.
I'm sure it's a mental thing to make sure that these guys work hard.
Yeah.
Work hard up until game day to say, you know, it's not yours, so you can't sit on your butt. We need you both to be starter ready.
That's right. We're going to visit with R.J. Hawk, who's another state representative, coming up a little later, brought to you by National State Wholesale. Danny West will check in with us, brought to you by H.J. Trailer Sales. Heather Baker from AMP and AY Magazine. Steve Qualls, we'll hear from him. We got to do a little Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Hagen's Dodge.
Okay.
We'll visit with Larry Betts. We've got next Friday, we've got the Youth Home fundraiser. We'll hear from him and the details we've got on that next week. Great to have hanging out with us. Don Steele, the mayor of Hope, and Dolly and Paul Henley. Are they the first couple? The first couple.
Oh,
of
yeah,
Hope. They're the first couple of Hope.
Yeah.
All right, don't go away. 7:30.
What?
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
In the NFL, the Lions made Jahmyr Gibbs the highest paid running back in NFL history with a 3-year, $67.5 million deal that could be worth up to $75.75 million. It also includes $51.5 million guaranteed. Gibbs has been a Pro Bowler in each of his first three seasons. This surpassed Bijan Robinson's new $75 million deal that he received earlier this week. Last night in the NFL's Hall of Fame game, the Panthers beat the Cardinals 33-30. Carson Beck looked solid in his debut for Arizona, going 15 of 19 for 188 yards and a touchdown. Haynes King also played well for the Panthers as he had 180 yards passing with two touchdowns and 39 yards rushing with another touchdown. Next up for the NFL is preseason week one, which starts next Thursday with six games. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy and hot today, a high of 96. Heat index values could reach 105, so there is a heat advisory this afternoon for Central Arkansas. We will have some isolated showers and thunderstorms. It's a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 75. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist just Pat Walker.
Join The Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on The Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
UB40 Live. The Unstoppable Tour 2026. Saturday, November 7th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. UB40 in concert. Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
They were made very aware that in a couple weeks, a real grown-up conversation is going to happen, and one of them is going to get the nod, and one of them is going to become the backup, and the expectations are that they go to work every day like they always have. Okay, so the answer is going to be the same. You know, they're both playing good ball. They both are doing what we asked them to do, and they have cut down on doing what we've asked them to stop doing. And that's what we need. We need the guy to win the spot. We need a guy that we put on the field. We need him to win the spot. We don't want the guy we put on the field because the other guy lost the spot.
Well, I can tell you right now, you don't have to wait till the first game. It's going to be K.J. Jackson. I'm just telling you, K.J. Jackson is going to start for the Razorbacks. And it's good to have a backup, A.J. Hill, but that's the offensive coordinator for the Razorbacks. They had practice number two. Also, a big announcement, Roger, I mentioned it earlier, that the Razorback Foundation has said that they have achieved really beyond what they thought they would. The goal was $30 million in this all-in fund. Ryan Silverfield comes in there, and he, you know, calls on people like Frank Fletcher and the Hendricks family and everybody, you name it. He's called on them. They've raised so much money now that I think they're at $25 million. They go, well, we don't need to stop now. We're going to move it up to $50
million. I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot. So there you go. So if you want to be a part of it, you know, you just go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com, all-in fund. So that's good news after all the chagrin, you know, last year with the touchdown club and you know, with Hunter Yurcich saying he didn't give Sam Pittman enough money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So still, listen, we still are way off what Texas and all the other schools are.
But this is Silverfield then that has gone out to.
He's the one that's making the, and Hunter is probably making calls too. But
No doubt. But I mean, that just that new enthusiasm and all that, because everybody that you and I, that the names that you've mentioned that we know, they've all come away, you know, saying that they like it. And that's knowing that there's a great chance there will be another 2-10 season.
Never know. You don't know.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying, even with that expectation.
That's right.
We don't have expectations of going to the Liberty Bowl.
That's correct.
Nobody's talking about that. That's right. So that's good news.
That was Tim Kramsey, by the way, the offensive coordinator. One of the things, you see where Jahmyr Gibbs just signed a 3-year deal with the Detroit Lions running back. Now he's the highest paid running back. It was Bijan Robinson over at Atlanta. Now, one day later, Gibbs is now the wealthiest running back in the history of the league. And then Sean McVay talked about Aaron Donald maybe coming back for the Rams. So that's And then also one other note, running back for the Razorbacks last year, Mike Washington Jr. turning some heads with Las Vegas. So Mendoza, everybody's talking about him because he was the number one overall pick for Vegas. But apparently Mike Washington, who did a good job for the Razorbacks last year, is getting some attention. So if you just joined the show, we're down in Hope, Arkansas for the 50th Watermelon Festival. I posted a picture, I think I've got it on Facebook, of the replica of the largest watermelon ever produced here in Hope, 268.8 pounds, if you want to see the replica, how big it is. And with us, we've got we got two mayors, Roger. We got Don Steele, the current mayor of Hope, and we got Paul Henley, the current mayor of Washington, which is now on my bucket list to go to the park. Mm-hmm. And the park is called, is it Old Washington Park? Is that what it's called? No, that's not it. What is
historic
it?
Historic Washington.
Put that mic up.
Historic Washington State Park.
Historic Washington State Park. Yeah. I don't know where I got old, but
it was named that at one time.
That's it. And that's where the knife maker, right?
Yes.
What was the knife maker's name?
James Black.
James Black.
He died in our house.
Stop it.
Yeah.
The house that you built. You rebuilt. That was in the original house. What was the governor's name, Roger? Who owned the house that they redid?
Daniel Webster Jones.
That's it. How about
Daniel
that?
Webster Jones. Yeah.
The connection? The guy who made the Bowie knife died in the house that they found the blueprints to Mr. Black, and Black died in that house.
That's correct.
Was there any disturbance during building of the house that you just couldn't get things done because people said maybe it's the ghost of Daniel Webster Jones?
Hey, we've had a couple of things. Grandkids, boy, they go wild about that. But one day there was a knock. We were in the kitchen in the back part of the house. There was a knock on the door, a clear knock on the door. I went to the door. Nobody there. I said, Paul, we've got problems.
Nice.
Well, or they
nice.
Go, you hear a voice go, why is the kitchen here in this house? why are the bathrooms in the house?
Absolutely.
Could you see where the outhouse was, where it used to be when you tore down the other house?
Or no.
Because it had to be out there, right?
Yeah.
Dolly, you are Dolly Henley is the state representative for this area, District 88. Okay. We left out a few names you want to make sure include. We were talking about super people that have come out of Hope.
Yeah. So, you know, those federal judges, Levinsky Smith, graduated Hope High School, born and raised here.
Uh-huh.
And federal judge.
Eighth Circuit.
In
St. Louis.
Okay. Yeah. Doris Clark.
Okay.
Maiden name. I don't know it. And she's in Illinois. Federal judge in Illinois.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I don't know.
Kitty Lester. You know the name?
I know that name.
Little House on the Prairie.
That's it.
What?
Born right here.
Do you know that is? You know which one she is?
I know that name. Yeah. And did we say that
Is that the lady from the Poltergeist movie? Who's from the Poltergeist movie? No, is there somebody from the Poltergeist movie?
Who was the most famous coach to come out of Hope? Is there a high school coach or the coach that's been? And then where do most people go to college? They're not going to say the U of A in Fayetteville. Where do a lot of people in the region? Where would people go to college?
Our college right here, University of Arkansas, Hope Texarkana, two-year college. Yeah. Okay. So we have the Collegiate Academy out there. Any student who wants to get an AA degree in a junior and senior year, they graduate with two degrees.
Gotcha.
High school degree and AA degree, and it's an awesome, awesome program. They do a great job out there. Focus a lot on workforce and training.
I like that, Dolly. Good answer. Yeah. This is from Michael Marion over at Simmons Bank Arena. He said, "I have six Klipp speakers in my house, and Klipp is spelled K-L-I-P-S-C-H. I don't know what nationality.
German.
Is it German? I don't know. He said, I met Paul Klipp. This is Michael Marion. When he came to speak to the engineering class at Mississippi State University. Great guy. I'm sure he's... Yeah. Is he passed? Is he still alive?
No. Paul, he's passed.
He's passed. Yeah. So, but his family still here involved, or do we know?
Not his family. But we do have we celebrate his birthday every year, and we have people, little Klipp group. We had people fly in from Hawaii.
I bet.
For just a celebration of the speaker.
Here's one. It says she had this company called Debbie's Estate Sales in Conway. Had to sell two large speakers upstairs. Did not check out before our pricing, so I just put $100 a piece on them, and a man paid $200. And before he got loaded, people were trying to buy them from him. One man offered him $500 a piece, and before he left, he kept going higher and higher. And it was Klipp speakers, and I don't tell him what those older ones are worth now. If you've got a set of the older ones, let's see here. Something going on with the app? It's crashed a few times. Go to YouTube or Facebook or whatever if that's happening. So we don't want that to happen.
Did you say Melinda Dillon? Did you mention that name?
No.
Does that name ring a bell to you? No. That is, if I'm looking at it correctly, is the mom. Melinda Dillon. She's the mom in Close Encounters, and the mom in Christmas Story, I believe. Born for in Hope.
Okay,
there you go.
Someone says here, Dolly Henley is awesome. That's from Steve Rook. Steve obviously moved on to Oklahoma. So I had a friend that worked at the speaker plant in Hope, and I remember him telling me that Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses called in one day wanting some speakers. So there again, more of the compliments about Klipp speakers. Someone says all Cave City growers have the official stickers that they put on there. That was, you said that's sort of a gimmick. I'm just saying, you don't need that kind of stuff, right? It's not that necessary. Someone says here, Mama used to sweep raccoons out of the watermelon patch with a broom. You were talking about that.
Yeah. Scratches on there.
Get in there bad, yeah.
Let's see. Gotta look in there.
Yeah, let's see here. Hope watermelons are the best. That's from Rebecca. Doris Clark is now Doris Pryor, an amazing lady.
Perfect. Yes, she is.
That's from Bradley and Conway. Hey, well, listen, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yes.
Congratulations. You're on the other end of this. You were at the beginning of it. Now you're 50 years later, and it's because of all your hard work. Yeah. It's everybody over the years. And y'all, I hope y'all can smell the roses and take some pride in what y'all built here.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Yeah, it's been a great ride. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Maestas for coming home tonight and opening for...
Tonight, Gretchen Wilson.
Paul, go ahead. Did anybody talk about the $10,000 reward we had on the 200-pound watermelon?
No, you shared that during the break. Why don't you tell the story on that?
Well, Hope had been known for the raising the 195-pound watermelon for a long time. So I was with the tourism commission here, which we had a little money. So we decided to take out two $5,000 insurance policies with Lloyd's of London to get somebody to raise a 200-pound watermelon. And our insurance policy, like any insurance policy, has a start date and an end date. This end date was the Saturday night at midnight of the Watermelon Festival that year.
Okay. So you had to be over 200 pounds to get the
200 pounds to get the 10,000. Well, we didn't hear anything about that, but come to find out, on Sunday the next day, there was a 200-pound watermelon. Mr. Bright had grown a 200-pound watermelon, But what the problem was, he had this 200-pound watermelon on a cottonseed scale in the field, still growing. And at 12 midnight, that watermelon only weighed 198.5 pounds. It wasn't until 10 o'clock the next morning it weighed 200 pounds. Wow. So the insurance company would not pay.
So he didn't get his money.
Because of
so that was deadly. And that's the famous Mr. Bright, right?
Right.
The brightest family is the one who really started the watermelon.
Right.
In the late 1800s? Or 1900s?
I don't know about... Eight,
maybe 1900s?
Right. And his son's still growing, you know.
Yeah, here in town, the Bright family.
But since we didn't pay the $10,000 because the insurance policy was not good there, and we took a lot of heat because we thought it was a gimmick. Well, it wasn't a gimmick, but the Tourism Commission ended up paying Mr. Bright $5,000 for that watermelon, and he got to keep the watermelon and the seeds.
Okay.
If we'd have paid $10,000, we were going to keep the watermelon. But it kind of worked out in the end. Mr. Bright was always up. He knew it, according to the record as far as the insurance. He was never complaining about the fact.
Yeah. Well, if you get the seeds to the biggest, does that mean you're gonna be able to grow the biggest too? It's like the horses.
Yeah, that's right. He sold them all over the world. The South, the seeds, the big melon.
Yeah. That's funny. I didn't even think about that. It's like a horse. It's like if you want the best horse, you know, get the down line. Well, what a pleasure, you guys. Great to meet you guys, and thanks for having us down here. It's been fun. It's been fun education. Maybe one of the most fascinating things is the clips of learning about the airstrips, the longest in the world at the time. I've never heard that. Never knew about dropping the bombs.
Texarkana up here. Making all those bombs, you got
Camden. We were at the old White House.
That's right.
120 years old, and the train would come down there and let off the troops right there. And that was a big military installation right there. I think, what was it? The First Lady made it a naval base or something if I'm not mistaken.
Right there. Now, what is the oldest restaurant in Hope?
Do you have an old one?
You got the oldest one or anything just popped into mind? Because we've gone to one, everyone that we've been to has been well over 100 years old. That's why we did this. We got one more. We didn't know if there was one that was just 60 years, 70 years.
What's the wildest thing about the bomb deal? They brought so many people in town for this Army base that Hope never closed. You'd go down at 2 o'clock at night, and this is back in the, 40s, and it was wide open. 24 hours a day.
That's the way it was with the restaurant down there. And is it the White House in Camden?
Yeah, the White House.
The White House, because the owners lived upstairs. A lot of people did back in those days. They lived upstairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when the train came in at all hours of the night, they'd open up and they'd go make breakfast and do all that as well. That's the way it works.
Wait a minute. Didn't I read that at Washington Park there's a restaurant that's supposed to be an old one in Washington Park?
Oh, there is the tavern is there, and it runs every day.
Now, but that's not. But not, I thought that was based on that old restaurant that had been there over 100 years. Is that not right?
No.
Okay, I got fake info, fake news.
No.
I'll have to keep reading.
Or you can go ahead and say yes, get some more tourists over there.
Well, Paul, Dolly.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
RJ says hello.
They are the heart of Hope.
Yeah.
The heart of Hope, just like the watermelon.
Heart of the melon. I can't wait, because we're going to be purchasing some watermelons.
Yeah, we need to go. We need to cut some up on the air.
You know what?
We're going to do that.
You know, and we don't want to have to do it, but we feel like we should for our listeners.
All right. Don't go away. Live from Hope, Arkansas, the 50th Watermelon Festival continues, 7:48.
Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and their 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood, or call us at 501-834-7700.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit Oltman's Roofing. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball. Rooster Poot High School, everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
You know, Roger, is this was number one on this day, right? Or did he release Stevie Wonder? I think he actually released this song. No, it's not.
No, I didn't get a chance to even look up that stuff today.
I saw it today.
Look at all the, what do you call it? Exhibitors coming in.
Vendors.
Not exhibitionist, exhibitors coming in. Yes. Well, very good. Well, we're always on top of things. I played a little Hello Dolly for Dolly while she was here. What a delight and a treat she was. And how about those Mayors?
Yeah, you know, I want to go to that old Washington Park.
Sure, dude.
Where the Bowie knife was made.
Well, hell yeah. You don't come as far as that. Do we have any listeners out there who have clip speakers? Besides, obviously Michael Marion, and wonder if anybody else does, because those things are worth thousands.
Listen, that's what they cost back in the day, $3,200.
Yeah,
for one of them things. You sure as hell didn't let any of your buddies come over there and put a drink without a, I got it on a coaster. I don't even want your drink around it.
Has what?
Clip speakers.
No way. Here's one. Clips has speakers that are listed for $18,000 a pair. Wow. The Clips Heritage Clips Horn AK7. We don't understand the how complicated those things are, but
apparently, but the wood itself.
When I remember, whoever had the small ones in Arkansas, I remember thinking, wow, it was so crystal clear coming out of those speakers.
All I heard growing up was an Alpine and a Clips.
And Alpine was good too. Someone says here, Baz, get them to get you a yellow watermelon. You'll love it.
Yellow meat.
You keep saying that.
Well, we've not had one. If they've got one for us to taste, I think it incumbent upon us to do that for our listening audience.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Coffee without caffeine is like a
watermelon. The yellow is
without
coffee.
Seeds.
You're
saying
the
analogy.
The yellow.
Watermelon without seeds.
That's an analogy. That's it for me.
Okay.
Is that coffee without caffeine?
Okay.
Yeah, right. That makes it without caffeine. Yeah, I understand. I got you.
661-1037. Roger, we need to throw out a song for the Justin Moore, finish lyric brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton.
Well, it's fine.
We'll throw that out there. We've got cash to play for.
Oh, Roger. Listen, I got it
we've
right
got
here.
Cash,
absolutely.
Thanks to Family
Boom.
Market. And
Family Market. Let's do a $50 gift card again.
Yeah, you got a 50.
I got two 50s and 100.
All you got to do is listen to what Roger says the song is going to be.
Yes.
And Google the lyrics and basically
Sing the song. If you repeat the words. 50, is all you got to do.
$50 will be yours.
$50, thanks to Family Market.
There's one other thing I was going to mention.
I gave away a couple of Family Market gift cards that they'd given me previously, along with a couple of with a tumbler. And those tumblers are fantastic. Of course, we've got some from a design lab that are on the market and ready to get out on the street. But thanks to Family Market for having us there. Yes, to everybody that showed up to participate for the gift cards that we get.
Signed, Sealed, and Delivered was on this day in 1970 when he released that. Also, a study came out with the best and worst drivers in America.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think anybody in Arkansas, they ranked 338 cities. Does Arkansas have anybody in the top 100 of worst drivers?
Yes.
What city?
Conway. There goes the last time I ever get to visit there without a cop.
Someone said, "Where's Cave City Craig at today?"
Yeah, where's Cave City Craig?
So no, we are in the top.
I kid Conway.
Little Rock is in the top 50.
Okay,
they are right. This is crazy. So Tucson is 11th, Dallas is 14th, Milwaukee 25th, Little Rock, Arkansas. Ranked as one of the worst driving towns in America, 26th. This is based on factors, crash fatalities per 100,000 people, number of fatalities due to bad driving, DUI and speeding, maker improper terms, all those things. So apparently,
I see a lot of Little Rock car chases online.
we do. You're right. By the way, do you know whose birthday it is today?
Huh.
I kid you not. Christian, did you see the birthday list today?
No, I haven't.
Bruce Dickinson's birthday is today. This is the lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Okay, that Bruce Dickinson.
Well, there's also the Bruce Dickinson producer.
Right. Bruce Dickinson says he needs more cowbell, I don't know about you boys, but we need more cowbell.
But you know, there is a producer called Bruce Dickinson,
yes,
but he had nothing to do with the Blue Oyster Cults.
No.
The Reaper.
Exactly. From what I heard yesterday or last night, yesterday was Boudreaux Cummings' birthday, Bud Cummings' birthday.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that. At least that's what Tina told me, Bud. So happy belated birthday to
that's
you.
Right. All right, it's picking up here. Folks are waking up, bringing all their stuff in for the Watermelon Festival today. We're going to cut one open here in just a minute, then try it out, and then we're going to spit some seed.
We're going to do it.
Roger, all right. Go away. 8:00.
How's your lungs feel?
Good.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out